This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Marsha Hobson, please note the following medical letter, period. Marsha is M-A-R-C-I-A. Last name is Hobson, H-O-P-S-O-N. On July 25th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the client period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established period. New paragraph. The history obtained from the patient is that she is a 48-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 175 pounds, who was involved in a work-related injury in February of 2022, period. It was the middle of the month, and she fell at work due to a spill in her area at Pizza King restaurant, period. She also had an altercation with the pizza driver at that facility, period. She states she hit her head and she landed flat on her back, period. When they tried to pick her up, she fell an additional time, period. She had immediate pain that became worse later in the day, period. She states she had pain in her neck, comma, low back, comma, right shoulder, comma, right foot and ankle, comma, bilateral arms, comma, bilateral hands, comma, and wrist, period. She also was complaining of neck pain, comma, cephalgia, comma, and left elbow pain, period. Despite treatment present day, she states that she is still having problems in her neck, comma, low back, comma, right shoulder and right ankle, period. New paragraph. She relates that her right shoulder pain is constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to her hand, period. I did try to take as detailed a history as I possibly could. But the patient was very challenged as to giving her history, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment was difficult to follow from the patient, but she was seen at St. Vincent's Hospital in Anderson, period. And I will discuss several other facilities that she was seen at, including athletico, physical therapy, as well as Central Indiana Orthopedics. Period. She was seen at several other outpatient facilities as well. Period. New paragraph. Medications include hydrocodone, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, meloxicam, comma, Benadryl for sleep, comma, and amitriptyline for headaches, period. New paragraph present treatment for this condition includes hydrocodone, muscle relaxer, meloxicam, and amitriptyline, period. New paragraph past medical history, although the patient was unable to provide after review of the medical records, it appears that she has a history of asthma and chronic pain syndrome, and depression, period. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, I attempted to get past traumatic medical history, and it appears in approximately 1997 she had an AC joint separation on the right, but not certain as to the cause, period. She states that it was treated with physical therapy, and it resolved in approximately 1 month without permanency, period. She was involved in some automobile accidents in the past without any apparent permanency, period. In approximately 2016, she had a work injury where she fell in a deep freezer at Tim Hortons, injuring her middle back, period. New paragraph, occupation, the patient states that she was a waitress but hasn't returned to work since the injury, period. She states that she is on disability for postpartum depression since 1997, period. New paragraph, education level is to the eighth grade. New paragraph, at this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies on review of records. Emergency room report, February 17th, 2022. HPI, patient presents after fall at work, period. She states that she slipped on water, period. She states she hit the left parietal area of her head on a shelf, period. Developed right shoulder pain, right-sided lateral neck pain, and left elbow pain, period. Headache is bifrontal in location. On physical examination, they noted abnormalities to the cervical region, left elbow, and right shoulder, period. Emergency diagnosis is 1, elbow pain, 2, shoulder pain, 3, neck strain, 4, accidental fall. They did x-rays of the cervical spine showing straightening of the cervical lordosis, which may be due to muscle spasm, period. No acute cervical spine fracture or subluxation, period. Central Indiana Orthopedic Clinic, January 16, 2023, assessment, impingement syndrome of the right shoulder, period. I feel she is at maximal medical improvement. PPI rating was performed at today's visit, period. Due to table 15-5, they gave her a 1% impairment, and utilizing table 15-5 for shoulder, it equates to a 1% upper extremity impairment rating, giving her a 1% whole body impairment rating, period. On physical examination of the right shoulder, she had discomfort and pain with any type of range of motion. There was diminished range of motion documented in the right shoulder, period. Athletico functional capacity evaluation, January 11th, 2023. They state that the main limiting factor is continued high subjective complaints of pain with all activities, period. subjective data, history, server who sustained a work-related injury to their right shoulder on February 17th, 2022, as a result of slipping on garlic butter, period. She kept on repeatedly was falling, period. She states that the delivery driver was pushing her around and she was running into things all over the kitchen, period. She was then assaulted and hit by another coworker in the face, comma, both shoulders, comma. Client states that she fell back down again after that, period. Client states that she sought medical attention at St. John's emergency room and was given an injection, period. MRI of the right shoulder, August 12, 2022. Impression, subscapularis, articular sided partial with partial dash thickness tear. Number two, mild acromioclavicular joint osteoarthritis, period. X-rays, three views of the ankle, March 28, 2022. Right one, the bones are intact. Left one, the bones are intact, period. Central Indiana Orthopedics, September 7th, 2022. Diagnosis, traumatic incomplete tear of the right rotator cuff. Number two, impingement syndrome of the right shoulder. Three, strain of the muscles, fascias, and fascia and tendons at the shoulder and upper right arm, period. Central Indiana Orthopedic Note, August 31st, 2022. Diagnosis is instability of the right ankle. St. Vincent's Anderson Note, March 11th, 2022. 45-year-old female presents with signs and symptoms consistent with right shoulder pain slash impingement and cervical pain secondary to a fall at work, period. Patient demonstrated weakness and limited range of motion of the right shoulder, period. Patient was positive for a couple of impingement tests, period. Shoulder x-rays May 13th, 2022 compared to x-rays February 15th, 2022. The shoulder is within normal limits, period. ER visit, St. Vincent's Anderson, March 5th, 2022. Presents to the emergency room department complaining of waxing and waning ankle, throbbing, particularly at night, comma, pain in the bilateral knees, as well as pain in her left hip and bilateral upper back and bilateral lower neck, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of her work injury of mid-February of 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, impingement syndrome, comma, subcapularis tear, comma, and traumatic tear of the right rotator cuff. Number two, right ankle trauma, comma, pain, comma, and instability. Number three, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number four, cephalgia. Number five, left elbow trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. The above five diagnoses were directly caused by the work-related injury of mid-February of 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to render an impairment rating, period. In the body of my report, I mentioned the 1% impairment rating that she was given, and I disagree with that if she qualifies for a higher rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, referring you to Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 10% upper extremity impairment on the right, period. This converts to a 6% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. The basis for this 10% upper extremity on the right is strictly and totally a direct result of a work injury of mid-February of 2022 period. By permanent impairment, I am stating that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion of her right shoulder for the remainder of her life period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right shoulder area, period. I feel that a partial reason for the discrepancy between the impairment rating that I generated and the earlier impairment rating that was generated by another facility was that the patient is very challenged in relating her history and symptoms, and part of that relates to her low educational level as well as possibly the side effects of the medications that she is presently taking, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. There is a good probability as the patient ages, she will need surgical correction for the rotator cuff tear, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not provided a physical examination. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.